Proverbs 13:20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." In our previous devotional, we discussed the terrible counsel and teaching among many evangelical Christians today, which encourages believers to ignore passages like this one and 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. And these and others tell us not to become entangled in relationships with unbelievers. Some will recognize the importance of not getting married to an unbeliever, but will then form other relationships with unbelievers and act surprised when things don't end well. I once taught this, and in response, someone told me that it was foolish of me to lump all unbelievers together as fools. He said that his best friend since childhood was an unbeliever, and that his friend was not a fool, and had actually helped him out many times, and helped keep him out of trouble, and gave him good advice on numerous occasions over the years. I asked this Christian brother if I could respond to him in plain terms without offending him, and he said, "Sure, I'd like to know what your honest response is." So I told him, first I asked, "Have you explained the gospel to your friend?" He said, "Well, yes, many times. I've taken him to church, we've attended youth meetings where the gospel was preached, and he's read gospel tracts and heard the gospel many times over the years. I think this guy thought I was questioning whether he had been faithful to present the gospel to his lost friend because he sounded very defensive, but that wasn't my point." So I continued, "So your friend has heard clear presentations of the gospel of Jesus Christ many times, and you're sure he understands?" "Yes," he said, still sounding very defensive. And then I asked, "Does your friend believe the Bible is the Word of God?" He said, "Well, he says he doesn't know, but he told me that he knows he needs to be saved someday, but he just keeps putting it off, I suppose." And I responded, "Brother, I'm sorry to tell you this, but any man who has some idea that the Bible is God's Word, and that God's Word tells him that he's a lost sinner and will split hell wide open the moment he dies, and still won't get saved, you can't be a bigger fool than that." He just looked at me with a blank stare and a look of surprise, so I continued. I said, "I'm not saying this to be mean, but I have several childhood friends that are also fools just like your friend. I didn't have to really, you know, walk away from them because they didn't want much to do with me once I got saved and started living for the Lord and trying to talk to them about Jesus." So then I said, "I'm going to ask you a question. Because you've told me that you're not as mature in your faith as you ought to be." This is in previous conversations and such. I said, "You're reading through the Bible for the first time in your life, and you've admitted recently that you're still very inconsistent in your walk with the Lord. Isn't that right?" He said, "Yes." And now I could see his countenance begin to change, and I think he knew what was coming next. As I said to him, "Whether you're willing to admit it or not, you've been a companion of a fool." And truth be told, he had a number of other unsaved friends that he spent a good amount of time with. "And they've been used of the enemy to stunt your spiritual growth and keep you in spiritual infancy. And God's Word is telling you that something has to change or you're headed for disaster." You know where that guy is now? Last I heard, he was backslidden and still a spiritual infant at best. I can only take his word for it when he says he's saved. But he's chosen to ignore God's word and remain a companion of fools. And if nothing else, he's going to see his rewards at the judgment seat of Christ destroyed. As 1 Corinthians 3:13 through 15 tells us, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." That's not how I want to end. The old preacher used to say, "End well." Heed God's word and avoid such destruction. Don't be a companion of fools. Amen.